Okay, if we could rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. And this is the reorganization meeting of the Fairhaven Select Board. Our first order of business is to elect, the Select Board must elect a board chair. Do I have a motion to nominate the Select Board chair?
I'll move to nominate Chad Vijay as our board chair.
I will second that.
Perfect. Any more nominations? All in favor of electing Chad Vijay as the board chair, Select Board chair?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
None opposed. Sir, congratulations.
Thank you. Congrats, Chad.
The next order of business, Chad, you'll take over. You need to elect a board clerk, and then you need to set the days and times of the meeting, board rules, and then your paper.
Do I hear any nominations for board clerk?
Make a motion that we appoint Chad, or not Chad, yeah, Sam Lucci.
Any other nominations?
Board clerk. Second.
Second.
You seconded it.
Hearing no other nominations, motion is to appoint Sam Lucci as the board clerk. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. None opposed?
Congratulations.
Thank you. All right, now we need to set the day and time for meetings. Day and time for meetings. Historically, we've done Tuesdays at 7, every other Tuesday from this point forward.
I'm happy with that.
You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to keep day and time to be every other Tuesday at 7 p.m.
I'll second that motion with comments. Any other suggestions? Comments?
We did discuss maybe adjusting the time at some point in the past or early on in my first term. I think Mr. Doran's schedule in particular was a conflict. I don't propose that we talk about it now, but I would just say that we do have the opportunity to change the date and time at a later meeting, I believe, if all are in agreement. So we might want to return to that maybe at our next meeting just to make sure that this date and time still works for everyone.
We can probably discuss it after a few months.
We do have the ability to change the rules for the select board meetings at any point in time with a majority vote. So this is something that isn't set in stone necessarily. We can make changes. So we've got a motion on the board and a second to keep the times and dates Tuesday, every other Tuesday, 7 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Keep it as it was. We need to look to adopt board rules. We have handed out the board rules to everybody. Nice that you've read them. Do I hear a motion? Let's approve those videos.
I'll motion to approve the board as written.
Any second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Hearing none, the motion is to accept the board rules as written. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, rules will be approved as written. Thank you. We now need to select a or designate a paper of record. Last year, we went with Lakeside News and Rutland Sun. This is the opportunity to keep it the same or make changes. Does anyone have a motion they want to bring forward on that?
I make a motion to keep it the same.
I second that.
Any discussion or any other suggestions? All right, so the motion is to carry forward with the Lakeside News and Rutland Sun as our designated paper of record. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Lakeside News and Rutland Sun are the designated paper of record. Next agenda item is amendments to the agenda. Does anyone have any amendments to the agenda?
No.
I have nothing.
I have nothing. Good.
Hearing that, let's keep it moving. We're making time, folks. Don't put time. Approval of minutes from February 17th, 2026. Do I hear a motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as written.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Additions, deletions, corrections?
I did note one small typo or inconsistency, which was with the spelling of Ms. Hutchins' last name. On one occasion, it was a singular Hutchin. On some occasions, it was a plural Hutchin and Hutchins. And then there was an erroneous I, I think, at one point in her
Or page.
name.
I think it was the last.
Yeah, pages 3 and 4. So she goes from being Hutchin to then Huchin to then Hutchins, plural.
What is
And
it supposed to be? I don't have
I think
a
it's with an S on the end.
Hutchins.
So not a huge.
Hutchins.
I don't think
that what I
it's a huge
said?
matter. Judy was writing.
And close.
No spelling bee title for me.
Made that motion. Can you change the motion?
I'll change the motion.
I
Make a
can change
motion.
it
We
to not accept it as
accept it
correct.
as corrected.
All right. Second on that.
Seconded.
All right. So the motion is to approve as corrected. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are you opposed? Hearing none? All right. Thank you. Motion passes. Next item, department head reports. Chief.
I put the report into your box. A quick review is with arrest, a DUI, physical assault, driving license suspended, incapacitated person, lewd and lascivious conduct, and unwanted. In the last 2 weeks, we wrote 210 traffic tickets, 54 written warnings. We had 4 parking violations. We handled 1 motor vehicle crash. We issued 6 overweight permits. We did 6 sets of civilian fingerprints. And I'm providing an overview of what we did. We completed the quarterly sex offender registry check throughout the town. So in 2 weeks, we had 368 calls for service, and we're at 1,401 for the week.
I have a question, Chief. You're 1,401 for the year. Does your year run January 1st or from July 1st?
That's 2026.
You have 1,401 since January 1st.
That includes
Wow.
traffic. So we did have 200 traffic stops. Wow.
Wow. It just seems like a lot to me. That's all, Chief. I mean, thank you for what you do. I was sitting here talking, and I was like, wow, that seems like an awful lot for less
The
than
guys
3 months into the
really busy on
year.
motor vehicle, and they've been using the grant for.
Yeah.
So there's been a heavier presence out on the traffic, trying to reduce. But if you
Okay.
look, the speeds aren't—they're not coming down at all.
Yeah, no, and thank you, again, always thank you for what you guys do. I just, wow, that's just a lot of service calls. So thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Anything else for Chief? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Thanks. Come in.
We'll start with a little bit of correspondence. We received an email from our assistant health officer, Jeremy Cohn. Jeremy regrets that he has to resign as the deputy health officer. He's moving down to Florida. So the town is now looking for a deputy town health officer if anybody's interested.
And what does that on? Sorry.
It's a lot of dog bites with John Lulick right now. Calls for trash and garbage and rats and
John is still
John is still the
out of
held up. Yes. It's stuff like that, responding to the question about that. From my office, from my desk. So I got Terry was paying the bills today, and I wanted to make a note of this while I had it in my mind. She was paying the air gas bill. This is the company that supplies us with acetylene and oxygen, and I think helium for the welders up at the Public Works Department. Their bill went from $292 quarterly to $633 quarterly. So when we talk about inflation and how this is impacting operations, it was more than double. It more than doubled our cost just for our propane, or I'm sorry, just for the oxygen acetylene tanks. There's just things to keep in mind as we move
That
that.
was that a consumption-based increase or that just a inflation-based?
Without a decrease in use. I don't think an increase in use, no. But we do rent the tanks, so
Yeah, I understand how it works, but the more you use, the more deliveries you have to have, which is more money.
sure.
So I'm just questioning
Is
that.
it part of the contract, that one-off fee? It's annual contract. They do an annual contract fee, then they do tank charge. So
We
you pay by the tank, you pay for each tank you use. But there's also an annual contract.
there's no contract with these. Like we could move along, we can return the tanks and go somewhere else if we could get different.
No, but there's in that bill, there's two different.
Usually there is. I've rented tanks for many years and that's the
You normally
case.
have to buy a contract.
We can check on
There
it.
was a bill. There was one bill in stacks, so I could read it. But it was just a tank fee that I see.
In your packet, the calendar. This is our annual calendar. This shows you where the elections come out, and shows you where your budget development ends. Taxes in there are usually around the 4th of July for the board set tax rate. So, take a look at that. I usually keep mine with me in my packet just so I know where we're at during the year. As part of that, our water and sewer budget, that process starts this week. I'll develop those spreadsheets and then get that out to our water and sewer folks so they can start filling in their requests. A little bit about the wastewater plant. So we have, if you guys remember, a few years ago, we're getting solar credits from the solar plant down at the transfer station. We were not using all of the credits at the wastewater plant, so we did move some of those. Some of them are now on town hall, and we moved a good portion of the new public works building. So that should bring the cost of electricity both down both here and there. A little bit from the water department. They're upgrading their drains. It's not the sexiest of things they've ever done, but they're just trying to keep their plant up and running and improving where they can. Public Works, you see they were out street sweeping Friday, and I think they were up today or yesterday doing downtown, trying to spruce things up. They also took the wings off the plows, so that should jinx us, and we should get a big snowstorm here any minute. I didn't take the wings off the plows. If you were up at Airport Road, you saw they were replacing the culvert out there. We had some water backing up along the shoulder, so it was a driveway culvert. We pulled that to let the water flow. And just a heads up also on Public Works, that budget does remain frozen. We're at almost 90% spent right now. Eric and Public Works are doing a great job bringing that number down. It's been a tough year. Project WorkSafe came to visit us. They went through the new Public Works building since we're brand new there. They found a couple of things that we can improve on for safety and then make sure we are living up to OSHA standards. And VLCT came through and they actually walked through town hall a couple of weeks ago and they provided us this information too. So we're working diligently to fix those and they thought we should have fixed.
Do you recall what any of VLCT's recommendations were?
Mostly around, almost entirely around extension cords.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't just have an extension cord, you have to have a breaker on them. There was I think the compressor out at the fire department, they needed to get their compressor inspected, and the sprinkler system needed an inspection. So
Okay.
yeah, which we did the inspection of the sprinkler already.
So the inspection is here, not at the DPW.
There was one at Public Works and one here.
It was Project WorkSafe at DPW
Right.
and VLCT here at the town office. That's correct.
Correct. We reported out for our MERC program. That's the one that did the heat pumps. This is the program that paid for the heat pumps and the attic insulation. Your water line project is over here on Washington and what we did downtown. They're going to finish that project up this summer. They have some punch list stuff to do, some sidewalk stuff. Just We'll finish that up soon enough. I did receive a response for the RFP for the housing development. We got one so far that's due next week. Wait a minute. Let me look before.
So the 27th
was
the date.
Yeah.
So 10 days.
Yeah. Next, not Friday, next Friday. And as part of that housing project, I did submit a Northern Borders grant to help pay for that engineering. Low cost, I think it was a $120,000 grant that would just pay for that. So I think there's a 20% match. That, oh, Nate sent me a list. He wanted to let the board know he has been out ditching. They spent a lot of time cold patching a couple weeks back. They helped clean out some stuff in the basement that some committees had abandoned. So we cleaned that up. Storm drains have been cleaned. Street sweeping we talked about. They replaced the culvert. They've been staying on top of the equipment. If you notice, they've done a nice job over the last few years keeping it cleaned, washed, interior, exterior. They had to fix the transfer station scale. And we already talked about washing trucks. So that's what I have for you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Any questions for town manager? Moving along. Old business. Next week, like we have the approval of historic district zoning regs. We have the draft in our packet.
Oh. So nothing has changed from when the board saw this last. This was, we had a public hearing. The board had a public hearing to accept comments on this draft regulations. With no changes, the board now has the opportunity to accept these and make them law.
Can we get a little bit of back here?
Yeah.
That's your chief walking away.
My turn.
I think so.
In the minute.
Oh,
so the historic regs are part of the effort to get a downtown designation from the state for Fairhaven. Couple of benefits for the downtown designation are the biggest benefit is some relief from Act 250, not complete relief, but some relief from Act 250 and a circle, depending on how the circle's drawn in places where we could develop without too much trouble. The other thing is the historic regs just kind of codify what we are already doing downtown. We want people to do their renovations and repairs and restorations in a historic manner to keep the downtown would look. We don't want somebody running there put a glass and plastic building in there. We just want to rot. We want a regular kind of what's there, improve on what's there, but keep the spirit of the downtown as it is. We understand we wrote the laws or the zoning regs with a big out. So if somebody can prove to us that making it historic will be an outrageous expense, they can talk to us and we can come up with a compromise. So there's, we understand that some things, one of the things the state wanted, and I always said this a couple of times, but they wanted us to, if somebody wanted to replace windows, they wanted us to make sure they were wood sash windows and they were all, you know, expensive things. And we said, our
our thought process was if you can put a vinyl window there that can be painted, find it did. We're not going to be, you know, we're not going to be strict. Yeah, the zoning regulations, if you read them, will say the onus is on the planning commission. One of the things the state wanted us or suggested, one of the ways to go is to have design review boards, which is another layer of bureaucracy. And so we wrote it so that the planning commission would be the people who oversee anything, which makes sense that the zoning rooms are our deal. So that's where it is. And we don't have to go find 5 or 6 more volunteers. Not sure. What am I missing?
Can you remind folks where the boundary line is for our historic district?
It's kind of here. This is essentially it. That black line all the way around there. It goes up to St. Mary's and down to the river. We have another add-on on South Main that goes to, it's not part of the historic district, but it's part of this whole process that gets us to Skyline. It's not part of it, shouldn't think about that. It isn't, we're not going to have historic preservation zoning rates there.
So our,
here, this is essentially it.
So as my neighbor, we're in that now, the historic part, you and I?
No.
No, we're not in it. Okay, because you said you got to go by our place to get to Skyline.
Yeah, so I'm just... that's a business district.
Okay.
So there's no restriction on.
Okay, I
shouldn't have confused.
Okay, no, that's where I just wanted to clarify that because that's where I got confused. You said up to Skyline. Well, you got to go by our houses to get there. So I just wanted to make sure.
It's another matter the Civil Planning Commission is discussing.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Wires crossed.
But it's so those regulations were suggested. They were reviewed by the historic preservation people in Montpelier. They gave us some suggestions. Some we took, some we didn't, which they're surprisingly okay with.
And we did a walkthrough with the historical society. We walked all through the historical district, looked at every single house. They would fix there. We looked at the downtown building.
Coupled with the downtown historic district, but it's not part of the regulations, is a report that's on the back of it's an appendix of the zoning now that just documents houses that are in the zoning district and would qualify for help. If they need it. That's the other thing with the downtown designation. There's probably, I would, right off the top of my head, I'd say there's 12 or 13 specific grants that we're eligible for. Some right off, some, or, you know, you gotta dance the dance, but it makes it easier to maintain downtown. It will be, It will help us with the downtown. It's requirement of the downtown designation, which is now not called downtown designation, just to make it more complicated. It's called step 3, which feels like it's step 12. But
there would be grants for historic preservations.
I have a question. You guys said you walk downtown, you walk the historic part, people's houses and businesses. So if somebody has a house that isn't part of that, if they want to upgrade it, they can get a grant to upgrade their house.
There's potential for that. It's not a given, and it's not necessarily, they may not fit the criteria, but some of the houses, certainly the houses that are reported out.
So what would consist of be historic, something built before a certain time or after a certain time?
It's if you're in the historic district, you're considered, you'd probably be considered historic.
Well, this
You
town
know,
is 17 something, so wouldn't the whole town be considered? I mean,
yes,
yes.
but it's not downtown.
Okay. All
So
right.
there's separation. I mean, but it's historic, for instance. Somebody could say the grade school at the St. Mary's School been there since late 50s, early 60s. Somebody could call that historic. It's
Okay, I was just trying to touch base just to try
yeah,
to figure out what is
but
what.
essentially, if you figure that that's what these specific zoning regs
Okay. Pretty good area.
Yeah, it's the whole idea is to be able to maintain downtown and not let it run away from us. And
Gotcha.
there are towns in across the border in New York. If we take, we don't want that. And one of the reasons, so you make rules, they keep it weird.
Right,
That's
and
the big wealth thing.
would fall on the town
Right.
or the taxpayers.
Okay.
It's the onus of the owners of the property, and we get to say we want, you know. So you can't. I don't know if anybody remembers, but you couldn't put what Donovan's had in there with their plastic. Remember how that was, all that plastic and crap. You probably wouldn't get that. You wouldn't be allowed to do that. But you would be allowed to picture the facade of your house, and there's grants for that to help that look like it has for.
Thank you for the preview. So what is the pleasure of the board?
I'd like to make a motion to set the local historic district section amendment to the zoning bylaws. Is that accurate to say?
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that. I just like to clarify.
Any discussion about the motion?
I'm good with it.
I'm good.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. New business. Looks like we need to have a ballot validation.
Yeah, this is unique. Can I explain?
Yes, please.
All right, so Article 16 on the ballot, there were some errant words in there that said senior bus transportation, and those words should not have been there. Lucille Hunt called the Secretary of State and asked, the ballots are already printed, what do we need to do? And they recommended this process. They said at the next select board meeting, which is tonight, they said to rectify the typo, the board just needs to validate that article under 17 VSA 262, 2662, excuse me. And that takes care of the problem. It's typos happen all the time in these ballots, and it's just the fix for that. There is specific language to make the fix though for the board, and that's what's written down on the cheat sheet that proposed motion.
Talking about, you know, that's longer.
Can we get a motion?
I make a motion to adjust.
No.
No.
Just read the whole thing.
Just
the Secretary of State one.
Oh, yeah, where it says proposed motion. Yeah. At the bottom.
Oh, I propose a motion. Meeting as senior bus transportation were independently left in the morning. Any action? Okay, I guess my somebody else make that
Yeah.
motion.
Okay.
Shall the action taken at the meeting of this town held on March 3rd, 2026, in spite of the fact that the words
Oh.
senior bus transportation were inadvertently left in Article 16 of the warning, and any act or action of the municipal officers or agents pursuant thereto be readopted, ratified, and confirmed.
That is the motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none opposed, motion carries. Next new business is liquor and tobacco licenses.
All right, I would like to make a motion to approve a tobacco license, tobacco substitute endorsement, and a second class liquor license for RL Valley Incorporated.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Are those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
That's okay.
Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to approve a tobacco license, tobacco substitute endorsement, and a second class liquor license for Stewart's Shops Corporation.
Do I hear a second? Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to approve a tobacco license and a second class liquor license for DG Retail LLC, that being the Dollar General.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'd like to motion to approve a first class license and third class liquor license and an outside consumption permit for the Jeremiah's Family Enterprise Limited.
Second that.
Any discussion?
What is
Fairhaven Inn?
Thank you.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to approve a second class liquor license for the Brockton Corporation. That would be Shaw's.
Sure.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to approve a first class and third class liquor license for the American Legion Post 49.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
And I have one.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
One addition. I'd also make a motion to approve a tobacco license and a tobacco substitute endorsement for a chief corporation.
Second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, now we have a list of appointments to make. Committee and board appointments.
It's going to take me 2 days to type this.
I'll take her on.
Let's go.
All right. I'll make a motion to appoint Mary McNeil, Danielle Roberts, Lorraine Brown, Scott Holmesby, and Paul Laramie, each for a one-year term to the cemetery.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to appoint Ann Finley, David Kamara III, Joseph Gunter, Chad Vijay, each for one-year terms to the Economic Development Committee, or EDC.
I second that.
Who is that?
In the motion, do we need to change the name to the Economic Development Downtown?
That was never actually adopted. The rules were never actually the bylaws.
The select board never approved the name change.
No.
Oh, we did with the EDC, but the select board didn't.
No.
All right. So that'll be first order of business then, I imagine.
Yeah, we never got there.
Okay. All right. We've got some catch up to do. So we have that motion as stated. We have who seconded that?
I did.
All right, got second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to appoint Bob Richards and Claire Stanley for 1 year terms as fence viewers. Thank you for your service, Claire.
It was a horrible job.
I think you skipped the tree warden, didn't you? Who's the tree warden?
Sorry? Oh, I don't
know. Oh, you're on a different sheet. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My bad.
I think you're on a different sheet.
I'm on a different sheet.
So we have the motion for fence viewers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone else in favor?
Anyone? Need four.
All those in favor?
For aye, fence viewers.
I'm not.
My bad.
Any opposed? I was waiting for somebody to ask.
It wasn't in order of this.
I was waiting for somebody to ask what the fence viewers do again.
Shit, Bass.
Every year.
We should go over it every year. Every year it comes up.
I have never had to go to a request, but I was called by an attorney one time. Would I be available to go? He says, I'll let you know when, and I still haven't heard back from him.
He's waiting at the fence. Any further discussion on the fence viewer motion?
Absolutely not.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Congratulations, Claire. Motion to appoint Jason Kupel as the representative to the Rutland Transportation Council for a 1 year term.
I second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
That's your floor. I will make a motion.
You want me to write that one?
I probably
I'll make a motion to appoint Sam Lucy for a 1 year term as the Otter Creek Communications District representative from Fairhaven.
What's that do, Sam?
Still, hold up.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we'll get a second, then we'll discuss. Perfect. We got a second discussion.
Sam, what exactly is that?
The Otter Creek Communication District, also known as the OCCUD, is one of several such municipalities throughout the state, which are effectively a form of, maybe governance isn't quite the right word, but they helped advance the expansion of broadband internet, among other things, throughout their member towns. So in the case of Otter Creek Communications Unified District, that's us, and I would rattle off all of the names, but I can't remember all of them. It's between here and Brandon, basically, going north. It's sort of in, as I've been told, at our quarterly meetings, in a bit of a wind down phase at this point, because at this stage, we've basically expanded broadband to the entire state. So there's not a whole lot more work for the CUDs to do, but where there is, they're sort of chipping away at it, expanding access down some roads that don't quite yet have it to certain neighborhoods.
Thank you.
All right. We've got the motion and the second on the table for Otter Creek Communication District. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Sam. Thank you.
I will make a motion to accept the slate of fire department officers, those being Jim Heller as fire chief, Tom Fusile as first assistant chief, and Don Proctor as second assistant chief, Eli Charlton as captain, Matt Decker as first lieutenant, Scott Reed as second lieutenant.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Motion to appoint Ray Phillips for a 1 year term as the Inspector of Lumber.
Do it.
It gets better.
I second that.
Any discussion?
What does that guy do? Walk around looking at lumber?
And why, Ray?
Like, but.
Ray's always done it. And I didn't ask Ray if he still wanted to do it.
What? Can you see it all?
But when he looks up lumber, what should people say? Houses that's made out of wood, or I'm just trying to figure out.
Do we know how often Mr. Phillips is called upon for this duty assigned?
How far back is that, yeah. Claire?
It's similar to fence viewer. It may be a position that I've acquired by our municipal charter that we put someone in it,
oh,
but they may not have much of a function at this stage.
This is archaic. It's an archaic place that.
Okay, I was just
aware of the whole.
All right, so we have the motion and the second for the inspector of lumber. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to appoint Bill Humphreys as for a one-year term as the pound keeper.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Chief.
I'll make a motion to appoint Bob Richards for a one-year term as the town's representative to the Rutland Regional Planning Commission, and Jason Kupel for a one-year term as the town's alternate representative to the Rutland Regional Planning Commission.
Yep. I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I can't make this next motion, Rich, if you're still following.
Motion to appoint Sam Lucci for a one-year term as a town SWAT representative at Solid Waste.
Ah, thank you.
Alliance
Communities. Now I don't have to ask what it is.
I'll second that. Yeah.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
So everybody's got a sign.
Any other select board members in favor?
Aye.
There we go. We've got three now. Any opposed? Monkton carries.
Long day.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
I'll make a motion to appoint Phil Standard for a one-year term as the tree warden.
I'll second that for Phil.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to appoint Chris Cole for a one-year term as the weigher of coal.
That is spelled correct.
Yeah.
It is for us.
It
totally is. I tried to come in and weigh himself.
We have a second.
Second.
We've got a motion and a second for a weigher of coal.
I don't.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Cole.
I'll make a motion to appoint John Lulek to the Zoning Board of Adjustment for a three-year term with his appointment expiring March 2029.
Suck at that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to appoint Ann Finley to the Planning Commission for a three-year term with her appointment expiring in March 2029.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Ann.
Make a motion to appoint Sean Galvin as Fairhaven's representative to the Fairhaven Rescue Squad.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Nelson Carey.
So they jump in the gun.
Nice job. Very efficient.
Yeah.
Trying to be efficient. All right.
We need a history lesson on aware of coal. Inspector of lumber.
Both have to be
pretty started good. Way, way, way back. He inspected the lumber to make sure the people got what they bought and paid for. And coal, they weighed the coal to make sure what you got and paid for. That's back in the really early times.
But before our time.
Yes.
All right. 2 minutes for public comment. Yeah.
I would just like to mention passing of former police chief Ray Bigger. And posthumously thank him once again for his service to the community.
There will be a looks like celebration of life on April 4th at the Legion, I believe, either in Fairhaven or Grant. I'm not sure yet. He was talking to his wife earlier in fact. So I will put that out to everybody.
Thank you, Chief.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ralph.
That's a good job. I mean,
yes, I'm Jonathan Billowitz. I was wondering, obviously Peg TV's not here tonight, but when Peg TV is here and they do post their videos on YouTube, could the town, I don't know who runs the town page, but could they share that video to the town page, Facebook page, so that way there's everybody can be kind of informed on everything? It's not like I'm asking people to jump to the moon or anything. It's just a click, click.
Yeah, I will look into that.
Okay, appreciate it.
Thank you.
And congratulations, Mr. Reed.
Side note, I'll add comment. Moving to this town when I did, this was way back, having the spelling of my last name as I do, different pronunciation, I got a lot of questions on whether or not I was related to Ray Vigor, and I heard many, many stories, and then I had to break a lot of spirits by telling them I had no idea what they were talking about, but I heard very good things here. So that's sad to hear that, but certainly thank you for a service to the town.
He worked till he was 7, passed away at 92 years old.
I remember when it was only him and Andy Brown in this town's cops when I was a kid growing up. They were the only two cops in this town.
And if you ever needed them, you had to go up to the airport because they're always duck hunting.
They were the only two cops here in town, Andy and Larry.
Good times, good memories.
Any other public comment? Board roundtable. So the board roundtable is toward the end of every meeting. We go around, and if there are things that select board members would like to bring up and share with the rest of the board, or any concerns or questions they might have about the town doings, then this is a good opportunity for any public shout outs for good things around town too. So your opportunity to make comment, and we'll move it from here. We'll just start here.
You're going to start with you probably.
Look, we'll start over
here. Answer.
No. I just wanted to say that while it may not have been a spectacular or unprecedented turnout on town meeting day, that we did have in excess of 500 residents turn out and vote. I think any number is to be applauded. So for the people who might be listening to this later, and everyone who in the room who I know for a fact participated on town meeting day, thank you for taking part. I hope that we continue to see that number go up year over year.
Is that a large number?
Is it about half or? I don't know. I don't know what our population.
I forget what the total voter.
Well, I just wondered, like, compared to other years.
I don't know compared to other years.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Yeah, we've had a lot that were just like a couple hundred.
Wow.
So having 500, and we generally have around, give or take every year, around 2,500 registered voters, is my understanding.
There's like 1,210, 1,230, that's it.
That's
that's even
deteriorated
in
recent years. And if you remember correctly, there's about 900 property owners. 900-ish.
You're I don't want to give you a bad number, Rose. I don't know off the top of my head.
We're going to have to study for this quiz.
Yeah. 500
is a lot.
Oh, what? No, me either.
Anything else? Okay. All right.
Move it on. They don't want to go. You're going to wait a while. You're going to save the best for last.
I don't know about that.
I just want to make a couple comments that our DPW, they do a great job, most part, but there's some things that I've been trying to work on this past year, and one of them is when we plow, we got to wing back a lot farther in places, and I know it's hard, and I know we're short, and I know we're short of money, but we just need to do better if we can. And if there's any way folks can help them out, you know, clean a catch basin in front of your home or something like that, it goes a long ways. Do the best we can, and we all need to work together.
Well, first off, congratulations, Dennis.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard. Secondly, congratulate the bowling team for winning it back-to-back coming up this year.
Go Slaters.
And bowling. And with that, I don't have a lot. Just want to welcome Dennis aboard and give Fairhaven Bowling a shout out. And always thank you, Chief, for everything you and your department and the fire department does and rescue squad does. Without you guys, we wouldn't be as safe as we are. Thank you.
So, follow up with Rich on the plowing. We need to revisit the Fairhaven roads map for which roads are considered still town roads and which roads are considered private roads. Like this way and that way. Sometimes they used to be private, then they went to town with a vice versa. And then I know we got up on River Brooklyn Street, Heights. You got Brooklyn Heights, you got the one on the left up further. I think we just need to re-clarify which roads are town roads with our road crew and ourselves. Because there is some that go to like almost private houses that are considered a town road. That had just been forgotten over the years and not maintained anymore. We need to get better at that.
I have a question on that. I know some towns with the street signs has PBT on it as a private. Is that not on those street signs? If it's a private road, are those not on those signs?
Our signage around town is starting to get a little shabby.
We don't have sign money.
There's no sign money, and it's a tough situation. It's one of them kick the can down the roads that's been happening. We're going to have to start getting back into.
And that's sign. A good idea too.
But
some of them are.
I've never seen that.
Some of them are getting very unlegible, and reflectivity is gone up.
Is that a good idea to do, though, maybe, if we do get some sign money in the budget somewhere, put PBT on those roads so it distinguishes? Because I know a lot of towns, if you drive through, you go, oh, that town, that road's private. You know what I
There's
mean?
A few roads. Mine's got a private.
I think it will be a good idea to discuss as an agenda item.
All right. Thank you.
Budget time, we got to bear in mind, we got to...
Mm-hmm.
We got to remember this stuff.
No, you're good. I just brought up the discussion and it's a good idea. I had a couple of the temp employees who were mowing for the summer approach me, asked if we could discuss when they would be coming back. And that's when I found out they weren't going to bring them back until July 1st. Was that right? July 1st. So, Joe made a decision to cut their hours to try to save, make funding, had to get funding to make the town team get through the year. They're short. I personally don't agree with that whatsoever. Reason being, the town crew's always got too much to do. The park, number one, is one of the best parks in Vermont. To not have that ready for Memorial Day weekend, for the Lumberjack show, for the concerts in the park, for the just keeps going and going and going. And the current temp employee that is there has done a fantastic job maintaining that. The cemetery, same thing. I know the people that are living there now have paid for care for the remainder of their stay there. And I don't feel our town crew is doing us any justice mowing to make up for funding. I would like us to bring up at some time a discussion of sooner than later of using some of the roads and sidewalk funding, sidewalk and roads, that funding that's available in reserves to get some needed sidewalk and road repairs needed before the first of the year. That's the best option. One of my priorities is definitely the square cutouts where the trees were for the businesses. They're all horrible. You trip on them, they're just not good. We need to fix them all, get them cleaned up, cut. I don't foresee us paving anytime soon on the side, redoing the sidewalks anytime soon. I think the voters even said no for now, right?
That was a yes.
It did get voted yes.
So
I don't foresee that getting funded quickly. If we can get the cutouts fixed, that would be great. And then we got some curb work to do around the park. That would be nice. And I believe that's justified in that funding.
The curb work is supposed to be done this before the paving, correct?
And with part of that, I feel we could cut the hours to 20 hours an employee. I believe the cemetery is 25 each, and Mr. Festo is 40. With Erica doing the cemetery now, and the cemetery guys doing some of the other working together at the other cemeteries and the signs, I believe 20, 25 hours a week would be sufficient to keep up. And if we had to, we could kick in with town crew to help if we had to. And I know there's some cleanup that could be done in the park right off soon when the snow goes completely, that the town crew will help with to make up for the hours that would be missing. So that's something I could.
Point of discussion.
Can I piggyback on that just slightly? My issue is, if we take our regular town crew employees, our full-time people, and put them on the mowing machine, put them in the park, in the cemetery, then our road ditching is suffering even more than it's suffering now. And it's, trust me, it's suffering. So, you know, that's a real step backwards, in my opinion.
Anyway,
just to quickly touch on it, in the future, near future, we need to get onto the transfer station funding. It's not good. Way too much to discuss now. We need to have a better layout of where we're at, where we gotta go. The numbers are definitely not there.
That's in our parking lot.
That's been scheduled out for, I think, the first meeting in April.
Okay.
Yeah, and cemetery fees. Is, mm-hmm. Cemetery fees as well is on the docket.
Oh, okay.
For April 1st.
Or April, well, March 31st? March 31st.
No, it's the second. Second week of April.
One of these coming meetings that's on the agenda.
Yeah. I think it would be the 4th.
I'll do my best to be here in the next meeting.
Yeah, it could be changed. Let me know. We'll talk.
Yeah.
We'll get it there.
I think it's the 14th.
Huh? Oh, congratulations, Dennis. Welcome to the board. I just want to express how excited I am for this upcoming year with the town. I think we've got a lot of really good things that we are looking to do. I do want to express that I want to be super focused with our priority focus points for the town this year. I think we can do so much, and if we don't zero in our focus on a few priority points, we will lose it to reviewing ordinances and budgeting for water and sewer and budgeting for the next, you know, town budget. Let's zero in. You know, I know streets and sidewalks has been a high item for interest. I think we need to really look at that with some gusto, if you will, this year. And also, I want to remind folks that our budget is frozen, and we have to consider that when we think about budgetary items moving forward. Again, not looking to increase taxes. We will have the 1% rolling in at some point. We have to consider what we need to do to take care of town business, like mowing our park before July 1. So really important to think about these things before we move into budget season. We start some of that process with water and sewer here soon, and then later in the year we'll get to our regular budget process. But yeah, let's be very focused this year. That's my request. Try to keep us focused too. So yeah, thank you. All right, a review of financial reports.
So we have two pay cycles to go over, and two check runs. So I'll start with the two payroll warrants, the earlier of the two. I'll make a motion to approve the payroll warrant from March 5th for $41,779.24.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'll make a motion to approve payroll warrant for March 14th of 39.
Wait a minute. Okay. Wait a minute. What's this one?
This is the accounts payable payroll. Let's look at the other one.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
March 14th. Sorry, I'll just start from getting motion. I'll make a motion to approve the payroll warrant from March 14th for $39,238.12.
Wait, your second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Did I have that date right? I actually made it. I apologize.
Should I?
Oh, okay.
19th, did I make a mistake?
Should I?
You said, yeah.
You said 14th.
No, you said 14th.
But is it meant to be the 19th, actually?
So that's the general.
Okay. So payroll is the 14th?
14th.
Okay.
Just to review, we've got our motion and our second for the payroll warrant of 314. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to approve the general warrant from March 5th for $100,000. Sorry, $100,935.72.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
I might have missed it. I did have the one question on the Green Mountain Power. I don't remember which one that was in the stat.
That was that one.
Yeah. There being multiple accounts. Is
that so there was two accounts showing for three North Park Place, none showing for the new township.
The township might not have come up yet. They're not all on the same cycle. So we might pay some this month or this time, maybe some in the next.
You
next
know why there was two for here?
Yeah, we got, so the address is just the billing address. So we have
two different billing addresses.
Yeah, we have a street.
Three North Park Place, but one has a different prefix.
Yeah, so we have a street lights bill that there's no address for street lights, so it comes here. There's park, there's lighting in the park, not the fancy light, but the other security light.
Like spotlight.
Yeah, so that bill comes here. They have something they call the flagpole light, which I think is just more security lights. And that bill comes here. So, yeah.
Okay.
We're just, that's just a bill.
But we still, we might see a Green Mountain Power bill in the next up there.
Yeah, it should be coming around.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to approve the general warrant for March 19th of $134,756.78.
Second that. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And the checking account currently has a balance of $1,045,922.30.
Thank you. Looks like we do have an executive session, so I'll entertain a motion for that.
I make a motion to go into executive session. BSA 313A1.
What, one BSA 313A1?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Attorney client communication.
Client, attorney client communications.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And heard. Any opposed? Motion carries. We're in executive session. All right. We have come out of executive session.
I'll make
your motion.
I will make a motion to sign the new agreement with the, or draft agreement with Fairhaven Solar Project, with the exception of the language that was most recently added to clause 1A, that being where there are existing culverts within Munger Airport Road, the electric line may be buried above the culvert. We will ask to have that language stricken from the agreement.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. One more motion I'm looking for.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen.